Do not pass me by, Savior, Savior. Hear my humble cry. While thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Elder Jim Dixon, and the Lord be with you, Brother Jim. Good to have you here.
We appreciate the opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. Always wonderful to be in the Lord's house to serve and glorify Him first and foremost. We sung that story, Blessed Assurance, and He is our blessed assurance.
Amen.
He is our all in all, and He is the one that come in our room instead. And we're so grateful that He did, because we're sinners by nature. By practice, we've sinned and come short of the glory of God every day. So we're thankful this afternoon for the blessings that we've received today. We thank You, dear Lord, for the gospel of our salvation, for the comfort that we have in the gospel, that it is a witness in our soul that we are His children. Certainly, the gospel gives us that witness, and we enjoyed so much what's gone on before, and y'all continue to pray that the Lord would bless me, that I might be able to say something that would be pleasing to Him and glorifying to Him first and foremost, and be edifying to His children as we try to bear a record of His birth and all, and His death and resurrection. Certainly it happened, and there's so many people don't know the Messiah's come, but we know that teaches that He's come, and we know in our heart, because He had so many witnesses there, that He came and was resurrected on that third day. And certainly you and I believe in a God that's able. He's a God that's willing, and He's a God that promised His children eternal life before the world begun.
Amen.
And certainly we have that eternal life dwelling in us, because as the brother talked about Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9, that tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. It's something that's wonderful. That's the gift of God, eternal salvation dwelling in you. And you and I this afternoon certainly appreciate that, knowing that our eternal salvation doesn't depend on anything that we could do or ever would do that would be pleasing to God. We're here tonight to enjoy the sweet fellowship of the Spirit. He sent that comforter to comfort our soul, and that Spirit is Jesus Christ. He said, I am a spirit, and I seek it such to serve me in truth and in spirit. And that's where the truth is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter, it says, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And it says a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, and a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. So we know all these things are for purpose in God's Word. He has a purpose for everything that goes on. And you and I, He purposed us to be His children before we ever existed. As the brother told us today, before we ever were born into this world, before time existed, as we know it, God purposed in His will and testament here that He purposed the people to be His children. He chose them from the foundation of the world that they would be holy and without blame before Him in love. He made man perfect. He made him upright. He made Adam from the dust of the earth. We are less than nothing in His sight, because our nature, He can't look on our natural man, because it's enmity against God. Our natural flesh is because of the transgression of the law of sin and death. That's exactly what caused it to be the way it is. And certainly we know that God came and into this world to save sinners. As Paul says, He was the chiefest of sinners. And I feel this night that I'm just the chiefest of sinners. And certainly we know our state of mind when we're in the flesh. And certainly we've been in the Spirit today, and we would love to stay in the Spirit all the time and enjoy the sweet fellowship of the goodness of God. But it says It says, "What profit hath he that worketh in that therein he wherein he laboreth?" Now, what profit do we have in that we labor in this kingdom? Because we don't labor to have eternal life. We labor because we have eternal life, and we have these trials and tribulations brought on to us because of sin. And when we sin and fall short of the glory of God and do things not pleasing to God, we will receive the chastisement of God. We receive. That's why there's a need for repentance, Brother James, because we are sinners. We need to repent. John the Baptist came, and you know he was called John the Baptist before he even baptized people, but he came as a forerunner to Christ in the wilderness of Judea preaching repentance, and that was the purpose of John coming, to preach repentance to those people that were prepared of God. Right. They were already prepared to receive repentance. And you and I have been prepared in the heart to receive repentance. And that's why we repent, because we know that we're sinners. And those that know they're sinners, it's like my father-in-law used to say, "I know that I'm a sinner. I ain't glad of it, but I'm proud that we have a God that saved me from those sins." I'm not proud of it a bit, but I know that I am a sinner. And until you realize you are a sinner, you cannot enter the kingdom, because you're not born again if you're not a sinner, because that's what he come and died for, sinners, as I am the chiefest, as Paul says. You know, he gives a man those things that he gives us in this life that we need, but there's things that we want that we don't need, and God knows what we stand in need of, and we should be it tells us in the Bible to be content with such things as the Lord has given us. But as man, as our natural being, we want things. We like pretty things, and we like good things in this life. But every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. He give us these things, and they belong to Him. As the brother said today, everything that we have belongs to God. Amen. And certainly we know that we're rich in grace, and that's why we want to be rich in grace and in truth of the Spirit of God, because we know that these worldly things are going to perish. These things perish with the using. They're going to be gone here today and gone tomorrow. And so we have no use for it. They're going to pass away. You can't take it to the grave with you, all that you possess, because the Lord has blessed you to have these riches while you live in this world. And these riches I'm talking about is the kingdom of God, something that we have that's richer than all the money in the world. Yeah. It's certainly something so precious to me. The love of God in my heart is more precious than all the money in the world, because I know, he said, "I've seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He had made everything beautiful. In his time also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." There's no way we can find out. God is a triune God. He's a perfect God. He knows everything. He's everywhere present. He's nowhere absent. He knows your mind. He knows the mind of man. You don't even know your own self. God knows you. You know, you have faults and failures, and God is going to chasten you sometime from things that you do that's not pleasing to Him. But we try to please Him every day of our life, because that's our duty to do so. And he says, "I beseech you, brethren, to present your bodies a living sacrifice." We're not dead, we're living. We're a living child of God. He made us alive. So we can present our bodies a living sacrifice. That means our spiritual bodies and also our natural bodies. Because this earthen vessels, there's treasures here. That natural man is made a spiritual man by the Holy Ghost that he's given us. That's Spirit from on high. And he is that triune God. He is that God that we're talking about. They were talking about today. He is the holy God. He is the high priest of our profession. He is our elder brother. He's all of this and more. We can't explain what he all is, because he's the greatest that ever was. The only perfect being that ever lived. And it took the blood of the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world. And that world is a world of God's chosen people, I believe. I don't think it's this Adam world that he took away the sin, because he saved some and left others. Because the brother preached today, he said, "Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated."
Amen.
God hated somebody, didn't he? Yes. But he loved somebody too. Yes. And love overtakes all. Love cures all. Amen. I'm telling you, charity is love in action. Love is charity in action, and vice versa. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Yes. If you love the Lord, you're going to move on it. You're going to follow Him, and you're going to try your very best to love God and His children. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And if you love your brother better than yourself, you know you love God. He said, if you do this to the least of my little ones, you've done it unto me. That simply means to administer your brother, fall at his feet. Don't worship him like you do the holy God, but worship him and esteem him better than yourself in that respect. Because if you think, as his mother said today, if man thinks that he's something, he's nothing. Right. Certainly, you can't get above your calling. You've got to stay humble and low. If you don't, he's going to... In other words, if you're abased, he's going to bring you down. Amen. And if you're lifted up, if you're humble, he's going to lift you up. Certainly so. We're going to have that. He gives us these things, and certainly we appreciate them. I hope we do. Sometimes we don't appreciate things like we ought to, but the salvation is alone by the grace of God. It's not by any works of righteousness that you and I can do. Abraham, it was counted to him for righteousness. His brother said today, Abraham had no righteousness of his own. He was a kind of a heathen man like you and I was at one time. He was lost and undone, as the brother said today. In due time he died for the ungodly. In his time. And certainly in due time he died for you and me. We were later on in life, but before the foundation of the world, he knew. David said, he said, in my members, the Lord knew me before I existed. And certainly, and he loved a people that he died for. And he said, at one time, they were not a people. And we're talking about the ones that he chose from the foundation of the world and the ones that he called. He said, you are my people. You are a precious people. He said he had made everything beautiful in his time. He said, I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Amen. All this is a gift of God. Right. This is something precious, brother, that we've got in our heart and our soul that money can't buy. Amen. This is precious. Precious in the sight of the Lord at the death of the saints. He loved his people with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, he's drawn them. He says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him.
Amen.
That's why it's done. Because if we don't fear God, we certainly are not his. And he told us, he said, if you're not willing to give up the natural things and the things that's in this life that you love, your idols or whatever they may be, and follow me, you can't be my disciple. If you don't follow the Lord, he says, you can't be my disciple. In truth and in spirit, we try to, and we know that we're weak at it, but we know that God has placed those laws in our heart and written them in our mind and given us a sweet hope of something beyond this world. But while we're living in this world, you know in nature we don't ever die. But we know these afflictions of life, this sin, is because of sin we're going to die. And because of sin, we're going to do things that's not pleasing to God. But in our spirit, that spiritual man will never sin. That spiritual man will never die. And certainly we're so thankful to realize that God is dwelling in these tabernacles. He's in this church. This is his kingdom. And certainly he set it up in the world, but it's not of the world. And sometimes when we go astray, as he said, like his sheep, one go astray, he'll go after the one and leave the 99 righteous and go after the one. And they'll just have a rejoicing time when the one comes home to the house of the Lord. Comes back home. You know, I can't see if anybody ever joins the precious church of the living God, the true church, why they would ever want to leave something that's so precious. But, you know, that old nature will do it sometime. It'll change a person. They see something, the lust of the eyes and of the flesh see something they want, and they'll forsake God. And certainly we know we all are guilty of a lot of things like that. But, you know, God, when he places those laws and you make a vow to God to be a member of his body, you're supposed to do what the Lord says. And if you do, you're going to be comforted in it. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. I speak ye comfort to Jerusalem and tell her that a warfare is accomplished. She's received double for her iniquities. And certainly you and I receive a double dotion, double portion of God's love in that respect, because he loved us with an everlasting love. And brother mentioned what everlasting was today. That's forever. There's no ending to everlasting.
Amen.
There's no ending in beginning with God. He's forever. It's just like this ring I got of him. There's no ending with it. There might have been a beginning to putting it together, but there's no ending of it. And there's no ending with God. He is eternal. And you and I one day will be in eternal heaven with Him, and we'll be eternal beings, and we'll be perfect. And as Brother Richard said today, we'll be known as we're known.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to look like. I don't know if I'll see Brother Jamie or any of these brethren like I know I won't see them like they are now. You'll be perfect and you'll be different.
Yeah.
But I know we'll be satisfied, and we won't have these trials, and we won't have these tribulations, and we won't have anything to worry about in that glory world.
Amen.
But today we're to set our affections on those things
above,
where God said it at the right hand of the Father. Jesus said at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us while we travel in this low ground of sin and sorrow. What a great blessing it is to love the Lord and enjoy the fellowship of the Spirit like we have today. What a blessing we have, brothers and sisters. I look forward to it every time I go to church, to enjoy the sweet fellowship of the song service. Everybody gets to take part in it. And we know when we lift our voices up to the Lord, He hears our praise. He understands that we are His, and we are His workmanship that He created in Christ Jesus before the world began. And certainly we are His in love and truth and spirit. And certainly we need to love Him with all that we have. He said the love, the first great and the greatest commandment is to love thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and all thy heart. And certainly you and I, when we do that, we fulfill all the law of the commandments of the prophets. Certainly we have of the commandments of Jesus Christ. Certainly His commandments there pertain. We talked about the law, Brother John and I, last night. He fulfilled the law. He didn't come to destroy it, but He fulfilled it to jot and tittle. He fulfilled the law. So the law of the prophets and all that's over. A new dispensation. We're under the gospel dispensation. The Savior came to take away that service there and start a new dispensation, the gospel dispensation. And that's what we're under, the New Testament of His blood. And certainly He shed that blood and He set up His church in the world, but it's not of the world. He separated us. He says, come ye and be a separate people. Come out of the world and be separate. And that's what we are. We're separate from the world. We're partakers in this world, and we know that we have to face our enemies every day. And you know I'm my own worst enemy, and I have to face myself every day and say, Lord, why not me? But Lord, why me? And why not me, Lord? Why not me? I can't question the God's will, and we're not supposed to, because His will be done regardless of what men you might say or think, because we're just earthen vessels, and we're the clay, and He's the potter. And I'm so thankful that He is the potter, and He can do with this clay what He pleases. He can make it into a vessel of honor or dishonor. And I'm so thankful that He honors me with the blessings that I can glorify Him while I live here in my flesh and in my body. I can glorify Him with my body. It's a spiritual body now because He's changed it. But I know that it's still a fleshly body too. We have that warfare constantly with the flesh and the spirit. But we know if that spirit is in us, we're going to live as righteous as we can. He tells us to live godly and sober and righteous in this present world. He's talking about this time world, this gospel world that we're in. Because one day we're going to be in that spiritual kingdom that's above this world, in the top of the mountains. He established His church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. His true church is going to have every one of His children that's in it there in heaven with Him. When the last heir of promise is born in this world, it's going to happen, brothers and sisters, just like the Bible teaches it. And certainly it's going to happen. I won't be here. I'll be probably gone many, many years, and you probably will too. There may be many, many generations. Isn't it not wonderful that we don't know when time will end? Time's nothing with God. 1,000 years is one day with Him. And certainly we're just timely creatures, and we're going to die because of sin. Some of us live to be older, and I'm so thankful that I've had decent health and able to travel even at my age, and I'm younger than some of these ministers, but I feel fairly young sometimes, and sometimes I feel old, but I'm not too far from 80, brothers and sisters, and I certainly know that God has been wonderful.
Amen.
Has blessed me wonderful, and I've had good health, and I'm thankful for it. But you know, if you don't take care of this vessel that the Lord has made, and take care of it and do what you should do to it, you're going to cause it trouble down the line when you get older, because you do things, you're not realizing that you're injuring your body, but you have to really be careful and Pray to God that He would give you the strength. And He said He would not put any burden on you you couldn't bear. He would give you the ability to bear that burden. And certainly we need to bear one another's burden. The Lord was talking about it today. We need to go and see the widows and the fatherless and visit them. And that's pure and undefiled religion when you do that, to visit the fathers and widows. And I'm so thankful God has given me the gift of going and visiting in the nursing home and witnessing and talking to the people in the nursing home and the less fortunate people that I go to see. That I, it's just a thrill to me to see the joy in their eyes and their heart talk to them and have conversation with them and tell them what great things the Lord. You know, when He would heal one, He said, go tell the priest or go tell what great things the Lord's done for you. Amen. That's what I left to do, Brother Carey. Tell what great things the Lord's done for me. He's done so much for me that I don't deserve any of it, but I know that He loved me because He first loved me. It's because I loved Him. And that because I love Him, I love you. Thank you for your kind attention. I'm so sorry I get emotional sometimes, but I can't help it. But we know that God has goodness and mercy in our heart that we love one another and we take these things for granted so many times.
Amen.
Certainly so. And I believe that in a true and living God, one that done all the work, I didn't have to do any of it. He died for me. I trust He did. I believe He did. And certainly these people that don't think they got to do good works in order to get a home in heaven, I don't know. They're just totally deceived, I guess. I don't know what's wrong with them. But it's so simple to know. And if you read the gospel and rightly divide the word of truth, you're going to understand that He is the good gift. He's the one that gives you that perfect gift of knowledge. He gives you the perfect gift of peace and joy. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. He said, I bring not peace, but the division between fathers and mothers and daughters and sisters and brothers. He does that, but He also brings comfort and joy because, you know, that comes, those trials and tribulations comes on us because of sin, but those blessings comes on us because of righteousness, because we are righteous in God's sight. He's a holy God, and He looks on this inner man. And this inner man will never sin because God perfected him when He died on that cross and shed His blood for each and every one. He made us perfect in that sin. But we will never be perfect in this world. But the world to come, we will be perfect. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. And hope that the Lord blesses us through the rest of this service. And pray for Brother Jamie as he comes that he might bring us a message of comfort through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Bless your heart.
Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed
be with you, Brother Jamie. We love you. Thank you for being here and let God be with you.
Thou bidst me come to you.